Hello, and welcome to another Sundance Sleepcast. I'm Sundance, and this is for Cassidy. In this episode, I'm going to talk about how Cassidy and I first met, or really our first date. I invited her to go to a restaurant, and we both agreed that we liked Thai food. Turns out she was lying, she doesn't like Thai food. We picked somewhere that was supposed to be close for both of us, or I was trying to pick somewhere close for both of us, and she said it would be fine to go to a place closer to me, but it turned out she had to drive 45 minutes. Found that out later. Well, I got to the restaurant and was waiting, and she came in and said hi. She said hi, all that good stuff. We sit down and talk about what we're going to order. I said I was going to order Massaman curry. It's delicious. It's amazing from that place. And I don't remember what she ordered, but we started talking. I don't remember what we talked about. She did not look me in the eyes. I do not remember this, but she says that she remembers the wall behind me very, very well because she was staring at it the whole time. I specifically remember making eye contact a lot because I was trying to do that on purpose because it's supposed to make you seem more friendly, that kind of thing, you know, like being a real normal human being instead of a weird person. But it was going well, and partway through I spilled my Massaman curry on the table and on myself, and I tried to casually just continue the conversation as I looked for a napkin to clean up, hoping she didn't notice, but I couldn't find a napkin or anything. And out of the, you know, as we're talking, she just casually leans over and hands me a napkin and doesn't say anything. So I take that and clean up the curry I'd spilled, and it was all good. But I thought it went pretty well. So kind of spur of the moment, I asked if she wanted to go see a movie, because there was a movie theater not too far away. And she said, sure, let's go. So I gave her the address, or had her look it up on Google Maps, or whatever. I got in my car, and drove down. It's about a 5-minute drive. Get to the movie theater, and waited in the lobby. And I must have waited there for 15 maybe 20 minutes. It was a long time. Way longer than it should have taken to drive. And literally as I was standing up from leaning against the wall to go walk off, she came in and we went and watched a movie. But what's funny is she tells the story that she was coming to this movie theater and was getting weirded out because it is kind of in an undeveloped area. It was the only movie theater in that area, the only building in that area, really. So she said she was traveling late at night, like through fields of dust, and just like, am I gonna get murdered? Is this what's happening now? Which I think is hilarious because it's the only movie theater, the only building for like a mile, you can literally see it from forever away. It's like 4 stories tall. It has a giant neon firework display, whatever, like, it's really obvious. So I haven't told her, and here you go, Cassidy, but I still don't know how you missed that thing. You can see that from super far away, but whatever. So she comes in, we decide to watch Star Wars, I think Rogue One, because it was in theaters and whatever, that's just what was handy. So we go in to watch it. Beforehand, she has to go to the bathroom. And this is where I think, oh, now she's going to try to ditch me. Because she made it here, but realized it's a terrible mistake. But she didn't. Come to find out later, she said that her zipper was unzipped the whole time after that. But I didn't notice. We went in, sat down, started watching the movie. I asked if she wanted to lean her head against my shoulder, and she said that sounds great, or whatever. I don't remember. She did it, and It was on my shoulder for a while. It's nice. It was actually really fun. But after a while, my shoulder got tired. So I said, hey, my shoulder's getting a little tired. Can you not do that anymore? Whatever. And she said, okay. And now she makes fun of me because she says, Juan, it was really weird to say that. Which I counter with, well, you did it, so whatever. And then two, that to her, she said it was like 5 minutes, but I think it was like half the movie before I needed her to take her head off my shoulder because it got a little sore. But that's, we watched the movie, got done, said bye, walked out. I think that we said bye and she walked off towards her car, and I picked another direction to walk off to as if my car was over there, because my car was actually back where she was walking. But I don't actually remember if that's true or not. I think I just made that up in my head. It sounds like a good story, so we'll say that. We'll say I walked off the other direction, waited for her to leave, and then go up my car, which was kind of by hers. But that was our first date, and I think it went really well. She obviously thought it went well because we're married now, and that's wonderful. And we still haven't gone back to that restaurant, and it's moved. No, that's not true. Sorry. We went back to that restaurant about maybe 3 months ago. So about 4 years after we'd been dating. And 2 years, year and a half after we'd been married. So we made it back. It was in a new location. Still tastes just as great. I had the masmang curry again and tempura vegetables, and it was wonderful. So I'm glad things went well. I love Cassidy. And I'm glad our first date went well.